The Lord be with you. What can you do to ensure that you leave a legacy that lasts? Well, you could found a city and hope it turns into an empire. Rome lasted about 1,200 years. That's pretty good. You could write an epic poem. The Iliad has been read for 2,800 years. You could build a giant tomb out in the middle of the desert. The pyramids of Giza have been around for 4,400 years. The pyramids were older to Jesus than Jesus is to us. You can wrap your head around that one for a while. But to say, of those three, it seems like building the building is the best way to go, and that seems to be the direction that some of the folks are headed in Jesus' gospel lesson today. You see, Jesus is seeing people putting money into a treasury, and it's the treasury for the temple of Jerusalem, this giant building that would hopefully last for centuries. And perhaps the hope of these people who are putting in large sums of money, and they do so publicly so that everyone can see them, is that their name will become associated with this building that will outlive them by generations. But as people go up and put in large sums of money to support this building, there is one person, an elderly widow, who puts in two pennies. And Jesus says to his disciples that this woman has put in more than all the rest. And to understand why, it's helpful to take a look at our Old Testament reading for today, the book of Ruth. Now, we heard last week the beginning of the book of Ruth. It's a story about two widows, a mother-in-law named Naomi and a daughter-in-law named Ruth. And the daughter-in-law says to her mother-in-law that she will stick with her no matter what, but this daughter-in-law, Ruth, has nothing. And so all she can do is follow Naomi back to her homeland, and there she finds a field that's being harvested, and she goes along behind the harvesters and collects the few grains of barley that she can. And as she does so, the owner of the field, a man named Boaz, sees her and sees that she's trying to do her best to take care of her and mother-in-law. And so this man, Boaz, treats Ruth with honor and respect and kindness. And when Naomi hears that a man treated Ruth with honor and respect and kindness, Naomi says to her daughter-in-law, "Hey, you got to doll yourself up. This is your chance. Put on your best clothes, a little perfume. Wait till this guy has had a long day of work and had a few too many drinks, and then go down and see if he's interested in a little more than being honorable, huh?" And Ruth does. And indeed, Boaz is interested in a little bit more, but he is still an honorable man, and he treats her with kindness and respect. And so instead of taking advantage of Ruth, he marries her. And the two of them have a baby, and they take care of each other, and they take care of their mother-in-law. And that's the story. It's remarkably unremarkable. We have spent the summer reading stories from Scripture about kings who lead armies, about prophets who cause miracles. There is none of that in this story. Nothing that happens in this story is something that doesn't happen every single day in every country around the world. People doing their best to make a life and to take care of each other. And nowhere do any of these actions make headlines, much less the history books. And indeed, at the very end of the book of Ruth, we get a genealogy of the people who descend from Ruth and who are involved in the story. And in that final genealogy, Ruth's name is not mentioned once. She's written out of history like she doesn't have a legacy left behind. And that's exactly what the people in today's gospel lesson are trying to avoid. They don't want to be forgotten. Jesus says that the religious leaders, the scribes, they wear long robes and they pray long prayers and they do all this because they want recognition. They want to go to Saturday market and have people greet them with respect. They want to get invited to dinner parties and have the place of honor. People are given large sums of money to the church for the same reason. They want recognition. Exactly what Ruth doesn't get. But here's the thing. Recognition, it gains fame for a time, and then it fades into oblivion. But what Ruth did, which is to act out of love, well, love, it doesn't always get recognized, but its effects last forever. Now, when I preach at funerals here, and we have someone's life that we remember in this beautiful building, and I stand up here with my long robes and I say long prayers, afterwards, people will come up to me and say, "Oh, Pastor, thank you for those wonderful words." And then often we'll go next door to our parish hall. And there is a team of mostly women who form up our funeral ministry. And they prepare food, sometimes a lunch, sometimes just finger food. But they bring out that food, and as the family sits and remembers the person that they loved, those women, they pour water and they pick up trays and they take care of everything so that in the moment the family can just be together. And I have found the most curious thing. When I see family members now, years later, not a single one of them has ever remembered the words that I said in the sermon. But more often than not, they will say, "You know, I am so grateful for those people who served us lunch afterwards. In that moment, I didn't have the strength to do anything, but those people came and they took care of us. They made everything okay in that moment." See, in that moment, that grieving family, they remember not the long robes or the fancy words. They remember those small acts of kindness. They remember the love which remains. When Jesus says that this widow has put in more than all the others to contribute to the temple's treasury, he says that she has put in all that she has to live on. That's our translation. The original Greek literally says she has put in her whole life. She has dedicated everything that she has and is. She has put in her whole heart and all her love to God and God's ministry here on this earth. And Jesus says that is more. When I lead my new members' classes, there's always a part where I say, "Well, what is the official definition of a member at Faith Lutheran Church?" And I say, "Our constitution has two things. One, it's you take communion once a year. And two, it's that you give once a year." And then people always say, "Well, how much do we have to give?" And I go, "Well, that's the thing, right? There is no dollar amount and there is no percentage. Because God isn't interested in us giving God's ministry, whether it's here in the local church or around the world or a person in need we encounter in our day-to-day life. God isn't interested in a dollar amount or a percentage of our life. God wants it all. Our whole heart, our whole strength, our whole soul. And for some people, writing a check for $10,000, they can do that and they don't even notice it. That's not a significant part of their life. But for some people, putting in 2 pennies into an offering plate or giving 2 pennies to someone on the street, that represents an act of faith, an act of trust. It is a moment of saying, "God, I don't have much, but all I have, I'm going to give to you and your work." For some people, that gift of their whole self is serving lunch after a funeral. For Ruth, who had neither money nor food, all she had to give was her willingness to walk alongside someone in grief, her willingness to work when opportunity presented itself, her willingness to trust. Those were her offerings, and those were her whole self. She gave all that she had. She gave her love, ministering to God in this one woman, in this one family. And at the end of Ruth's story, it says that Ruth has a son with Boaz. And the baby boy's name is Obed. And Obed is the father of Jesse, and Jesse is the father of David. And if you remember way back to the very beginning of the summer, we told the story of that David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed. That is King David, the greatest king of Israel. And so we might say, oh, well, Ruth's legacy is that she gave birth to the grandfather of King David. But King David's kingdom has fallen. It is gone from this earth. That is not Ruth's legacy. That is not why we remember her. Because you see, while yes, Ruth did give birth to the grandfather of King David, Ruth also gave birth to the kingdom of God in her own time. Through those small acts of kindness, she brought forth God's eternal kingdom in that time and in that place. And those small acts of kindness, of great love, rippled down through the centuries and generations. Because Matthew tells us that through David, Ruth is also an ancestor of Jesus. When Jesus sees a widow put 2 pennies into an offering plate, and he recognizes that that is her whole life that she is giving to God. In that moment, perhaps he remembers the story of Ruth, his grandma to the 15th power. And perhaps in that moment, he feels her love that has rippled down throughout the centuries, growing in every generation that has received it until it becomes fully alive in him. And that love allows him to open the eyes of his disciples by saying, you want a legacy that lasts, will bring forth the kingdom of God, which is eternal, through your small acts of great love, through giving all that you are. That's what we do today. On this day, we remember our ancestors in faith, the people who have opened our eyes to see God's kingdom here on this earth, who have shown us Christ's love. Each of these people, perhaps in their lifetime, they had a headline written about them. Perhaps some of these people will make it into history books. But that will not be the legacy of theirs that lasts. No. Their legacy is their love. Their love in Christ that they have shared with you, that they share through you to generations yet unborn, that will ripple through the centuries and grow with each person that receives it onto eternity. For there will be a day when the Roman Empire is forgotten. There will be a day when no one reads the Iliad. There will be a day when the pyramids of Giza return to the sands. And there will be a day when every single name on this altar is forgotten. But their love will never be. For their love is the love of Christ, and that love is eternal. It will pass on through you to generations yet unborn forever. May these small acts of great love be our legacy also, this day and forever. Amen.